It has been new to the White House since 2001, with the arrival of George W. Bush and Richard B. Cheney. Although its roots first emerged during the Nixon presidency and began blossoming in the Reagan and Bush years. Although Dean never quite identifies the origin of this new Republican way of thinking, it is possible that it stemmed from the National Socialist philosophy brought into this country after World War II. But not only the grandson of financier Prescott Bush, Nixon cronies, or the neoconservatives have shown sympathy for National Socialist ideas. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Austrian-born former bodybuilder turned actor turned governor of California, has a background of pro-Nazi statements and friends. In a 1977 interview, Schwarzenegger was asked which person he admired. His response, "I admire Hitler, for instance, because he came from being a little man with almost no formal education up to power. I admire him for being such a good public speaker and for what he did with it." His admiration for Hitler may have come from sitting at his father's knee. In 1938, Hitler's Nazis took control of Austria in an Anschluss, unifying that country with Germany. Arnold's father, Gustav, one year later joined Hitler's infamous Sturmabteilung, Stormtroopers, SA, known as the Brown Shirts. Gustav even sported a Hitler-like mustache. Schwarzenegger also caught flack because of his friendship with Kurt Waldheim, former Secretary General of the United Nations, who lost the presidency of Austria in 1992 after his Nazi past was revealed. Records showed that Waldheim had hidden his role as a member of the Nazi SA. According to the 1991 book, Arnold, an unauthorized biography by Wendy Lee, Schwarzenegger toasted Waldheim at his 1986 wedding to Maria Shriver by proclaiming, "My friends don't want me to mention Kurt's name because of all the recent Nazi stuff and the UN controversy. But I love him, and Maria does too, and so, thank you, Kurt." In an effort to rehabilitate this Nazi background, Schwarzenegger has subsequently renounced Hitler and made hefty contributions to the Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles, named for the Jewish Nazi hunter, Simon Wiesenthal. But if prominent Americans have tried to distance themselves from their Nazi pasts, this same concern did not apply to Nazi-developed ideals and substances.